The Justice Department cited public safety as the reason behind lawsuits targeting so-called sanctuary city policies in California, New Jersey, and a county in Washington state. Attorney General William Barr says the lawsuits will stop progressive politicians from putting the interests of criminal aliens before those of law-abiding citizens. But some see the actions as election year politics. Others as a continued crackdown on unauthorized immigrants. Michelle Hackman reports on immigration and homeland security issues for The Wall Street Journal. I spoke to her about the implications of the lawsuits, and we began with the specific policies the federal government is challenging, starting with what the state of New Jersey is doing.
New Jersey adopted this policy in 2018 that sort of limits its officers, law enforcement officers, state officers, from sharing information about a person's immigration status or other sort of detailed information about a person with federal immigration authorities, specifically with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
And I also want to get your take on the perspective on King County in the state of Washington. We know it better as the county in which Seattle's located. Why is King County in this lawsuit?
So I think you can think of these broadly as sort of different laws and policies that limit cooperation with ICE. And so in the case of King County, where Seattle's located, the county adopted this or passed this executive order where they said their airport couldn't be used for deportation flights. So, you know, almost like a small act of resistance in that way.
So I restrained myself by not asking an official political question 3 minutes into this conversation, but I can't restrain myself any longer because it's an election year. And we always hear the phrase red meat, and this seems like red meat for some of President Trump's more passionate followers to do this. What did critics tell you about this?
Sanctuary city is clearly an issue for President Trump. I mean, he, during 2016, if you'll remember, he would bring up families of people who were killed by unauthorized immigrants. There was a famous case in San Francisco that he frequently highlighted. And he came into office, he really wanted to crack down on sanctuary cities. He tried to strip federal funding from them. And then he sort of had this separate crisis at the border. So he became very focused at the border. But more recently, I think a combination of things, the border has sort of quieted down. The Trump administration has really cracked down at the border. But also, you're right, it is 2020 and sanctuary cities plays really well. You know, President Trump likes to talk about that all immigrants are not good people. Some of them commit crimes. And so he really plays on those sorts of issues. And this sanctuary city fight really plays into that well for him. And so I think it's a deliberate strategy here that he's sort of highlighting these actions that his administration is taking. And DOJ didn't just file these lawsuits yesterday. They announced them in a big speech. They had, you know, local offices around the country do press conferences about these actions. I saw by you guys that the U.S. attorney in Arizona actually did a press conference about its new policies cracking down on sanctuary cities. There are no sanctuary cities in Arizona. So, you know, that I think that speaks to the strategy.
Is there an indication from any of the folks you talked to that there's a seemingly a different level of hostility? The subject of the 287G came to mind, and when Maricopa County had Sheriff Joe Arpaio here, and there was a back and forth between. I suppose it could just be that it's an election year, and President Trump is certainly more outgoing when it comes to this topic, to say the least. Does it feel like there's actually the more hostility, though, when it comes to different philosophies on this?
So do you mean as opposed to earlier in the administration?
When the administration first took over and President Trump had said things, maybe now that people are seeing him follow through more, is there more?
I think that's right. I mean, I think it took a few years for rubber to meet the road. There were a lot of things that the president talked about wanting to do on immigration. He had advisors that either put stops to things before they happened, or federal courts got in the way. But a few years down the line, I think what's really happened is the Trump administration has gotten smarter about using federal levers to make its policies reality. And I think that's what we're finally seeing. And we also, you know, undeniably have a court system that President Trump has reshaped with his appointments, Supreme Court on down. And we've seen the courts be more permissive to his immigration policies. I mean, they okayed the travel ban in 2018. More recently, they've let a bunch of policies that are still in the middle of litigation go through. There's something called the public charge rule that would significantly curtail legal immigration to this country. Hugely controversial. If you'll remember last summer, there were discussions about it being in potential conflict with the poem on the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. That has now taken effect. So I really do think you've seen a shift in the fact that they've become smarter.
Now that we've seen this major step with Attorney General Barr, and as you mentioned, some U.S. attorneys around the country, is there a next step you're looking for? What might be the next shoe to drop?
Yeah, absolutely. I think more states, any state that has any kind of sanctuary policy can expect the government to take action against them. I mean, I think that's not even subtext, it's text. The Attorney General said that they're looking at other policies that they could potentially bring lawsuits against. We've also seen the Department of Homeland Security take measures against New York State. New York passed this law that really goes beyond what most other states have adopted. They give driver's licenses to unauthorized immigrants, which many other states also do, but they also shield all their driver's license records from ICE. So, whether it's for immigration enforcement or other types of law enforcement activity, the federal government doesn't have as much access now to, people's addresses and their photos and their license plate numbers, things like that. And so the Department of Homeland Security actually took action against New York for doing that, and they've banned New Yorkers from enrolling in things called the Trusted Traveler programs like Global Entry for that. So I think we can see more of that sort of, if you want to call it, retaliatory action happening in other states as well.
That is Michelle Hackman. She's immigration policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Michelle, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.